for the big job here in about a week. Putting the final touches on all the toys for the good girls and boys.
North Pole!
Yeah, can we speak to Santa Claus, please?
Speaking!
Santa, it's the Morning Musers on the ticket.
Oh, Musers! Always good to talk to you. Craig and Jody.
George.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Ho, 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 ho.
That's not how jolly he is.
I'm actually not doing so well.
Oh, no. But Santa's always doing well.
Well, you know, just a lot of crap going on up here.
Like what?
Well, I don't know how much I can say, because everybody's pretty lawyered up, but...
You can keep it to a minimum if you want.
My attorney probably doesn't want me speaking publicly, but I'm facing, well, several allegations. Just some people who work for me, they got some lawyers involved. And for my part, I apologize for anyone who's been offended by my actions. I've always run a pretty loose workplace up here, and sometimes perhaps I let that informality cause me to do or say things that others might take offense at, and... So if anyone's been offended by my comments about women or gays or...
Oh, my gosh, Santa.
Or some racially tinged conversations that were overheard, I'm sorry.
Well, the only people that work for you are the elves, right? Are you getting sued by the elves?
Yeah, elves and some of the Inuits up here. And I'm not making any excuses, but part of the problem has been a lifelong drinking habit.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
So I want to announce that I'm seeking the help and treatment I need to overcome this horrible disease, and that's what it is. It's a disease.
Well, good for you. Glad you're on the road to recovery.
Well, thanks, Craig. I do appreciate that. And, I'm not sure when my inpatient starts, but Christmas is about a 50-50 proposition at this point.
Come on. Stop it.
You have to make Christmas.
Well, one of the first steps of recovery, of course, is coming clean, so I'd like to tell all the kids that I kind of let all the parents do the present deal.
What?
So,
no, you don't. You do some of it.
So if you were poor, there was a reason old Santy went a little light on your gifts.
Would you stop it?
You mean you don't even do your one trademark toy anymore?
No, I do. I'd kind of, in recent years, I'd kind of scaled it back. And by recent years, on my time frame, past few centuries, I'd kind of scaled it back and just kind of delivered in our subdivision the one over.
Oh, man.
Just right around here locally.
It's not quite around the world, is it?
Oh, no. And, you know, Mrs. Claus would always give me hell about that. But that's, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Come on, Santa. You're supposed to spread Christmas cheer and stuff.
Well, it's hard when you're single, you know?
Single?
What happened to the missus?
Well, Mrs. Claus moved out several years ago, as you guys know. And she moved back in the fall, and we tried to make a go of it, but after 3 days, she left again.
3 days? Mm. Wow.
You know, I think bottom line is she was just never comfortable with the whole femdom lifestyle.
Gosh.
And my health suffered a few setbacks, too.
Did it?
Yeah, I went I went to a pumping party recently. And here's a little tip for you kids. Never trust the doctor and you get at a pumping party. I got an ass full of cement over here.
Yeah, we saw a recent news story about that.
Yeah, I don't even know if the sleigh could fly this year. Even if I had it up and going, I'd have to double the amount of reindeer.
Oh, jeez. Boy, times are tough.
I miss that sleigh. I sure do. That was a good one. I sold it.
Sold it?
Well, I got into some financial difficulty, and it was a John Deere, so it was worth a little bit. I thought I'd sell it and make a quick buck and then try to buy it back when I made a sale of some other stuff. And
what do you mean, other stuff?
Well, I don't know how much I can say, but I got arrested at a Chicago steakhouse recently. And
God.
Got turned into a whole deal. And
you were part of the Sam Heard deal?
Yeah, it was, you know, the feds were there, and it was, I trusted the dude, and I shouldn't have. And long story short, I'm HIV positive.
Oh, jeez. Boy, Santa, this has been a tough year.
Jody, you there?
My name's not Jody, and I'm never talking to you. Santa imposter ever again. This is not Santa.
This is the real Santa.
Story of hope, because I'm trying to get my life back on track.
I know. Santa doesn't do the things that you said you've done over the last year. He would never hawk his.
And I also should probably let people in on another little personal change. One of the things about recovery is you try to find religion.
Mm-hmm.
I've become Muslim and don't believe in Christmas anymore.
All right. Let's hang up on him. This is not Santa Claus.
But, you know, that people can still enjoy other things. All the reindeer, except for Rudolph, obviously, but all the other reindeer will still be working on Christmas. And
why can't we enjoy Rudolph?
Oh, I thought you read about that.
Read about what?
Oh, this happened earlier. It was early last winter. I got trapped in a forest and had to eat something.
God.
All right. This is not Santa. This is a hoax. My name is not Jody, and you have not done these things over the last year.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
All right, see you later, Craig.
Hang in
see
there.
You, imposter.
Bye, Jody.
It's George, imposter. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That bit makes my blood pressure go up every year, and he just keeps amping it up because that's what he does. All right, up next, we review the sports year of 2011 and some great moments.